Hey everybody, welcome to Workforce Gaming. I am Brad, here with Doug.
Hey.
We were sent over a code for The Legend of Nayuta Boundless Trails, which is a PSP game from about 10 years ago that was remastered, HD graphics, new illustrations, all that kind of stuff for PS4 and Switch recently. So what this game basically is it's a trails game done in the style of an Ease game, because those are the two series that this company, Falcom, basically works on. So it's basically Trails spinoff as an Ease game. For non-people into JRPGs, what that means, Trails is this really long-running series. It's been around for a really long time. Tons of games. They're huge, like 100-hour-plus, like Persona-length turn-based games. Ease is much shorter, kind of a JRPG with action combat where you're running through different things. It's very, very combat focused. It's lots of button mashing, lots of enemies, dodging, blocks, that kind of thing. So you're kind of taking these two series and they kind of combine into this, which is what made me interested in this first place. I have never played a Trails game. I think I tried like 2 hours of one once. So I was like, I don't have 100 hours of this in me. Sure. And turned it off. If you've kind of listened to us recently, like I am very into Ease, like lately. Ease 8, loved it. Played Ease 9. It was pretty good. So I kind of really was interested in this just because it was another Ease game more so than a Trails game, more so than anything else. That's where I wanted to get into this. So what I'm going to start with is the combat in this is amazing.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
I like, if you played Ease games, it's the same thing. It's lots of square, 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 triangle, dodge. Ooh, okay, like throw this out. Magic attack, magic attack, magic attack. So basically, you know, you've got your basic magic. You have, they're called administrators, kind of like this like fairy thing following you around that throws out magic. Just tons of fun. And that's the thing with Ease games too, is that what really pulls you forward is the fun and the gameplay. Like the stories aren't the strongest. We'll talk about it, but the story in this isn't the strongest. The characters are kind of fun. Characters are kind of fun in this, but it's that gameplay loop that really gets you and just how that progresses.
Is it different than Ease? Is it different than Ease? Because I know Ease like has like a pretty standard, like, you know, your slash attacks are weak against these types of enemies. And is it just literally Ease combat, or is it like a new twist on it because it's using the Trails
universe? It's pretty straightforward. The thing that's different is kind of how some of like the magic attacks like are integrated into it. And I haven't played a lot of Ease games. This is 2012 PSP era. I haven't played a ton of Ease from then.
Sure. Oh, that's funny because these are the ones I'm more familiar with.
Exactly, which is the weird thing. So you'd have to tell me more on that. But yeah. It definitely plays a little bit different than 8 and 9 did. But very much then at that same pace. But what's cool about it is the combat levels up like in really interesting ways. It's constantly changing, which I really like. And I think it does that better than some of these games that I've played, because basically you've got your standard leveling, right? You get enough XP, you're from level 5 to level 6 to level 7 to level 8. But when you get through bonus objectives, so each stage has 3 hidden crystals and a treasure chest and like a side quest thing, like a defeat 20 enemies, do this stage in 2 minutes, like that type of thing. If you get those, you get stars out of 3. And every time you get, should have looked at the number, I think it's 8 stars.
Yeah.
You get like a new combat ability. So you've got your basic leveling. Every time you get these bonus objectives, you unlock new combat things. So it's like, okay, you win like the you unlock the swirling dash, or you get like a bonus for one-handed swords, or you get like a jump attack, like those types of things through those. And then when you defeat mini bosses and levels, you unlock new magic attacks. So there's just all these different ways to kind of level up Nayuta as you're going through the game that I think really kind of made it, the combat's fun, but then that leveling system, just the way that it's moving, I think really kind of gets you hooked in and going, oh, okay, I have a new thing. I'm going to play the stage with this one. Ooh, okay, I got a new attack. Okay, now I'm stronger as you go through there, which I think is...
Does it feel hard, though, then to focus on, like, what are the 3 things? Because I know usually, like, I'm trying to mainline it, so you're not necessarily the person to do bonus objectives and side objectives. Did you feel like you were missing out because you're not going down that path of skill opening up, or...
I definitely didn't get as much as I should have.
Sure. Shocked.
But most of them, so, and I think this will get kind of into level design here. It's a PSP game, and you can feel that hard in this, where it's very much a, this is a 5-minute level. This is a 3-minute level. And it's, you've got kind of like a world map and overview. You pick your stage. That stage is 3 minutes. You pop back out. You go to the next stage. That's 3 minutes. So you're very much just popping through things. So that, because the stages are so small, a lot of those things you'd kind of run into naturally.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Where it's like, okay, I can just see that. Oh, okay. If I just jump go back and I jump up here and I take that path. I'm right there. Boom. Got it. Okay. Come back. So it is, I got more than you would think just because they're not super hidden and out of the way.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Yeah.
But that stage thing, again, I think just, it's one of those things where I haven't played like a lot of designed portable games recently. It just, it's such a good hook.
I like,
It's got that one more thing, and it's just got that one more thing over and over and over again, and it just really works well for it.
It is funny, because I think I was playing, like, some 3DS games fairly recently, and, like, that, like, portable style of design has just kind of gone away, and it feels like, really nice and brisk. I'm not going to talk too much about Armor Core 6, but Armor Core 6 also had, like, had 3-minute missions or 2-minute missions, and it's just, like, I accomplished something, and now I'm done. And, like, I got my, like, my little buzz from, like, oh, I did a thing, and then you could just turn off, and it's like, okay, I can come back, or I can do 3 more or not, or whatever.
Yeah, exactly, and that's what it is, where it's just, one more, and again, those bonus objectives being tied so far into there makes it really easy to do, and it's just world map, bounce to a stage, world map, bounce to a stage, and then there is, like, a town that you can go and explore, and, you know, shops, and your master teaches you these things, and you can cook, and all that kind of stuff. There's a town that has all that in it, too, but 90% of your time is spent world map stage.
Mm-hmm.
The story in this... So I haven't played a Trails game, so I...
Yeah, sure.
I don't know how much of this is tied into other things, how it's connected, any of that stuff. I have no idea. I know that it's very loosely tied in. I will say I was not lost. At no point was I confused, but it's fairly standard affair in terms of JRPGs. Basically, you come home for your summer break. In this world on Remnant Island, these star fragments and the star energy falls down. So these pieces of things fall from the sky. And if you look into them, you can see, like, visions of another world. And that world is, like, they call it Lost Heaven. It's basically, like, believed to be, like, this paradise place and all this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you as the hero are very quickly whisked away to this other world. And you kind of bounce back and forth between the two. So fairly standard stuff there. You explore, all the combat takes place in the other world. And there's, you know, nefarious bad guy who has some issue with your world and how your world's connected to his. And I mean, you can kind of write the plot yourself from there. I think you'd be pretty close. It does have a couple of very cool moments. There's just a couple that stand out, like, ooh, wasn't expecting that one. That's interesting. I like that.
Is it stronger than Ease? Because I felt like one of the thing that that Ease could benefit from using a new kind of setting is like, oh, is this making the story stronger than your typical Ease game? Although from what we've talked about, it seems like Ease 8 actually had a pretty decent story compared to previous Ease games. So I was just curious, like, does it feel markedly better or different than an Ease game?
It's not up to Ease 8, but it's better than 9 and the little bits.
Okay. Really sure. Ones. Okay.
So I would say it'd be in the top chunk of those. Like I said, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just, it's predictable. It's what you jump in and it's okay. We get there and then we've got to go find the 4 magic pieces to start this world again. Okay, we got the 4 magic pieces. Now the bad guy comes up and goes, ha ha ha, but you shouldn't have. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Standard JRPG kind of fair.
Exactly. Nauta is very good. Characters in this are very fun. There's kind of a little bit of twists with some of the people. So when you get to this other world, and this girl's been sleeping for hundreds of years, there's a lot of stuff going on with her when she wakes up. Who is she? Where'd she come from? What's her real thing? Lots of that kind of, like, not double crossing, but, like, ulterior motives going on with everybody. So again, fairly interesting there. Nauta is, you know, kind of your plucky, happy Sora lead of, we can do everything. I'm going to get my friends. And, you know, you get the, like, do I save the world or save my friends? Like, that type of, like, oh, no.
Just all sounds like very JRPG.
It is.
Tropey. But that's sometimes, like, that can be fun. I mean, it sounds fun. It's, like, especially if you're kind of, like, into the tropes and that kind of thing. Playing into it is not necessarily a bad thing.
Full of the tropes. But, again, it's a fun game. It's like Ease. I mean, the story is not going to knock your socks off, but the combat is just fun. You're just enjoying yourself. You're having a good time. It's that portableness is just kind of keeping you going. Ooh, okay. One more. And it works really well. We are Workforce Gaming. We try and put out new videos every Monday. Subscribe to our channel. Leave a comment below. We'll see you later.
Bye.